My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers.
In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, Davin says he can't risk another heartbreak, but it sure sounds like he's rolling the dice. So listen and enjoy.
You were going to tell me how many men you had been intimate with.
Oh, you're asking her number.
Yeah.
Oh.
She goes, 3. I go, did you love them all? She goes, yeah, I did. She goes, and what of you? I go, I think it's better I not say. We come from different worlds and you might hate me.
This is the guy that writes porno.
Yeah, well, Zach, I write it. I don't do it.
Yeah, well, you know what, though? This is your moral standard. I think that you've been banging some mad chicks.
Well, I'm very complex.
Yes.
I go, let's just say a bit more than 3. She goes, okay. I go, well, that was very nice of you. She goes, what was nice of me? You just said, okay, most women would have pressed it. You are easily satisfied. She goes, it doesn't really matter, I guess, really. Now you think it's a guy.
How would you know she's easily satisfied? She won't give you any cyber.
She's buzzkill Belinda.
Joe says, and you have the potential for a big payday.
That's true. I go, if it does not matter to you, then it does not matter to me. Only one girl I want to be with. She goes, do I know her? I go, I don't know. Do you know a hot girl from Africa that plays hard to get and is absolutely crazy? She goes, in caps, I think I do. I go, really? What do you think of her? I really value your opinion. In simple words, I think she's a great girl. I go, really? So do you think she's into me or is there somebody else? She goes, I think she's into you. I go, cool. Do you think she can handle me? She goes, I think so. I go, do you think I can handle her? She goes, yep. I go, cool, I love the girl, but she's completely nuts, completely an enigma, and completely physically frustrating. Still, I love her.
Mm.
She goes, wow, I guess that's true love. I go, or I like to torture myself. She goes, it's nothing else but true love. I go, well then, this is going to hurt if it does not last. I hope it does last, because I really can't handle another heartbreak.
Mm.
She goes, same here, we just need some patience and trust and no doubts. I go, you asked for a lot considering what you have put me through, and I don't mean that in a bad way, but I did trust fully. Everything will be good when I get to see you.
Mm-hmm.
She goes, okay. I go, I prefer the Ronald Reagan approach, trust but verify.
She probably has no idea what you're talking about.
No. I go, I have to go in 5 minutes. She goes, where are you going this time? Please tell me. I go, I'll be back in about an hour if you want to talk with me further. I always tell you. She goes, okay, where then? I go, I'm going to raid a pyramid and release the Sphinx. I always give her, like, nonsensical answers.
I know, but she lets them go sometimes.
She goes, okay. I go, is that a good answer? She goes, nope. Okay, I go, I'm going to the post office to mail some promotional materials for show. Is that better? And that was true.
Yeah.
She goes, yeah, but what show is that? I go, comedy show in March. She goes, okay. I go, is that better? She goes, yeah. I go, okay, you got to tell me when you're not pleased with something. She goes, okay, we'll do that. I go, well, thank you. I think that will help us a lot, or you can pretend nothing is wrong. Keep it to yourself and take it out on strangers while I blissfully skip in a field of poppies.
Joe says, hey, don't call her racial slurs. Oh, sorry, you said enigma.
Joe! She goes, LOL, okay. I go, all right, Dal, got to run. Do you want to talk in about an hour? Okay, we'll try and be here. I go, are you sure? If you can, it's okay. She goes, we'll try and make it if you can't see tomorrow, okay? I go, okay, love you, sexy psycho. She goes, love you too. Buzzkill, see ya. Buzzkill. I go, you're the buzzkill, not me, my dear. If I had my way, you would come so hard, it would have ended any drought in Africa.
My God!
Because I'm a puns writer.
Wow, you're a rainmaker.
She goes, LOL.
So bizarre.
Just think how much less stress you would have in your life, I say. She goes, okay. I go, bah, humbug. She goes, what's that? I go, it's what Scrooge said. And then I sent her a Wikipedia link.
Yeah,
no,
some things don't cross the cultural divide. You need Wikipedia.
Okay, now things are about to, worlds are about to collide.
Uh-oh, tell
January
me.
January 24th. So we didn't talk on the 23rd. January 24th. By the way, is there anything you want to summarize what you're thinking so far?
No, I'm just, it's the same Belinda as always. She is an enigma, Joe.
Yeah.
And I'm still confused about, like, well, I think it's funny that she gets upset with you and you bring up how you met. And it's like, but that was huge.
She wants nothing to do with that.
No, she just wants to put it in the past and make you try to move on. But she's still hanging in here.
All right, January 24th. I email her. I go, we need to video talk now.
Whoop.
I have discovered something.
Oh.
Would you like me to tell you the reveal after we go through the day or before we go through the day? What would you like me to do? How would you like this to play out, Pip Hewlett?
Oh. I think I need to know now.
You want
to
know now?
I want to know now so that I can know what you know when this while the conversation's happening
all
in
right.
real time.
I did a Facebook search.
Okay.
I found many things on Facebook.
What did you?
It's a wonderful source.
It is.
Okay.
Yeah, Tom's with me. He wants to know now.
I Googled Mavis Mills. I Googled Belinda Abbey. Not Google, Facebook searched him. Yeah. Mavis Mills. Now let me recap who Mavis Mills is
yeah.
for everybody. Mavis Mills is Joe Curry's / Richard Eldorado, because that's the character Joe is playing, Richard Eldorado's girlfriend. Now let me recap this further back, why this comes into play.
Yeah.
Back in August of
right.
last year, Belinda disappeared. She was Agnes at the time
mm-hmm.
for like a week, and all of a sudden she added all these dudes.
Yeah, to her Facebook.
And I'm like, well, WTF, what's up with that?
Yeah.
She goes, oh, I'm finding them for my friend Mavis Mills. I'm like, well, why can't she find them herself?
Yeah.
She's like, well, she's not really good at Facebook,
uh-huh.
and she's really shy. And I'm like, well, do I got the guy for you?
And then Davin Six. Then I
stuck my now Joe Curry starts talking with Mavis Mills. First, Mavis emails me, and I got to tell her a little bit about Richard. Richard is a widower. Who's very attached to his kitty cat, Mr. Whiskers.
A little too attached.
And really writes crappy poetry.
Very crappy poetry.
Continuously. And it's kind of a racist against Asians.
Yeah.
But this was all part of our scam.
Yeah.
To sink her involved. Now I'm working the web. So Mavis and Richard started to have a relationship. But Agnes / Belinda told me they just met on the internet. They really didn't know each other.
Okay.
This is what she told me after the fact.
Yeah.
Originally, oh, this is my good friend.
Yeah, my good friend, but on Facebook.
So this morning, I get the urge to look for a couple things.
Okay.
So first, I look under Belinda Prisca Abbey. Because I remember when she was coming clean, she told me her first name.
Yeah.
I had never looked for Prisca Abbey. I just took the Belinda Abbey site that she had given me.
Right.
That's what it was. I found her real page.
Oh.
With her real family. With all Africans on there. I found Ishmael.
Oh.
I Googled Ishmael Abbey, and wouldn't you know, there's an Ishmael Abbey who lives in Lynchburg with a picture that other scammers use.
For more Davin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.